Hello, my name is Charlie Moores from Off the Leash Podcasts, and you're about to listen to a shortcast with journalist Glenn Black, a freelance writer interested in blood sports, wildlife defence and land justice, who set up the Citro towards the end of last year. To quote from the Citro's website, "We cover news and issues from those on the front line of the fight against wildlife persecution. Everyone involved has connections with or direct experience of these struggles."
Hi, I'm Glenn Black from the Citro, which is a newsletter/news website. And I've been invited by Charlie and Dominic to provide just a voice clip about what exactly the Citro is. So the Citro's tagline is "Journalism on the Persecution and Defence of Wildlife," and that is a pretty good summation of what we focus on. It's an attempt to provide journalistic insight into stories that you, I, and many others around the UK care about with regards to wildlife. The primary focus is hunting with hounds and the badger cull, because these are the areas that I and other writers have most experience with, but it isn't limited to those topics. We're happy to look into and write about anything related to wildlife persecution and defence, either in the UK or abroad. There are, of course, other good higher profile journalists covering this area, with Jane Dalton at The Independent and Rupert Evelyn ITV News coming immediately to mind. Through their mainstream platforms, their reporting reaches much further than we at the Citro could ever hope to, and so we're not attempting to compete on that front. Meanwhile, at the same time, groups and individuals on the front line of wildlife defence often carry out their own investigations in a far more comprehensive and in-depth manner than our currently limited resources would allow us. So what is it that the Citro can offer? One thing we can do is provide greater context and analysis for stories that the mainstream press has already covered. Examples of this include our recent story on Dorset Police's shelving of a case against the notorious Blackmoor and Sparkford Vale hunt, or our coverage of Thames Valley Police's response to the CCTV footage of the Kimblewick hunt appearing to chase a fox through an industrial estate. Another thing we offer are stories that most press probably wouldn't be interested in. We put out extensive pieces on the issue of hunts killing hounds, for example, as well as an extensive history of the Crawley and Horsham hunts' crimes. Meanwhile, we also want to investigate issues that many SAB groups or other anti-hunting, anti-persecution groups may not have the time or interest in looking at. There's a couple of forthcoming pieces in this regard, such as an extensive look at the problem of illegal snaring in England and Wales, and the largely unreported role of housing developers in affecting the direction of the badger cull. A lot of this builds on reporting that I personally started covering when I was writing at the Canary. My time there revealed that there was a gap and need for detailed and forthright reporting on the issue of wildlife persecution, particularly for hunting with hounds. The anti-shooting movement has good news platforms in websites like Bird Guides, Raptor Persecution, and of course War on Wildlife, but the anti-hunting movement lacks something similar. Although obviously I need to give a big shout out to sites such as More Than Just Badgers, Wildlife Guardian, and Protect Our Wild Animals for their hard graft along similar lines. All of us at the Citro hope we can offer worthwhile work that builds on and helps foster the work that others have carried out, and that together we can continue revealing the horrors at the heart of wildlife persecution. And thank you for Charlie and Dominic for this opportunity.
For more great audio from campaigners, researchers, activists and authors, please subscribe to Off the Leash Podcasts by your favourite streaming platform.